until 8. This is Sports Today on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Welcome back with Brad and Pete tonight for yesloans.com.au. The NAB Challenge begins on the weekend for the West Coast Eagles in Adelaide against the Crows. And a man who'd probably be both nervous and excited, Pete, joins us to have a chat about the upcoming game. G'day, Donny Pike.
Yeah, good evening, guys. How are we going?
Are you nervous and excited or not quite yet?
Oh, I'm not quite yet, but certainly looking forward to it. I mean, this time of the year is an exciting time because the players have gone through a pre-season and they're just looking forward to playing now. And as you say, we get our chance on Sunday.
How would you appraise your first pre-season?
Oh, look, we've been really happy. We've been deliberately sort of gone down a path to with a 9-week sort of pre-season that we've had is to make sure we get some good continuity and education to our players, and we've been able to do that. And we've got a pretty full list at the moment, which is great, so we've got plenty of numbers to pick from.
Don, Peter Vlahos, thanks for your time. No doubt a bit of experimentation in the NAB Challenge. One stabling factor is Taylor Walker remains as captain, but I believe that you're still yet to finalise your leadership group. Will you look at some of these games to see who may be good on-field leaders?
Oh, look, we're in the final stages of our finalising leadership group, so there's, it's probably a watch this space on our leadership group in the near future. But with Texas captain and the guys have been working hard in terms of developing trademarks and behaviours and things around that. So we'll finalise the leadership group pretty shortly.
What's the formula with the Adelaide Crows, Don? I mean, is it everybody involved? Is it a player vote? Is it your selection? Is it the board selection? How does it work?
Oh, look, it's a combination of all those things and above, and obviously there's been a fair bit of change at the footy club in the last 2 years with events that have unfolded. So, we're mindful of taking it all into account before we finalise the guys to lead us into 2016.
Don, the late Phil Walsh was super impressed with Taylor Walker. He made the change as far as the captain was concerned. Do you see those same credentials? Is he an imposing figure? Is he a very likeable figure around the club?
Oh, he's certainly a very likeable figure, and he's a man's man, which is what you need in a footy club. And he took the job on last year, and in pretty difficult times, was a strong leader. And he's learning all the time as a young man coming into the role. But he's certainly got a very big presence within the group, and continue to lead us really strongly for this season.
He seemed to have laid the tracks last year, and the boys brought it home for him, getting into the finals and ultimately beating the Bulldogs. But have you had to change much with the advent of the new rule? No sub, four interchange, less rotations. Have you had to make some subtle changes across the summer, Don?
Oh, look, we've tried to address a few areas which we felt at the end of last season we could, as all teams do, you assess where you're at and where you need to improve. And I guess with a new coach coming on board, in my case, it was more what's working for us here and what can we keep and take forward and what do we need to keep adding to. So, we identified a few areas where we think we can improve and, we'll see how far we've improved in those areas when we start to play. And as I said, Sunday gives us our first chance.
Having a look at, of course, Patrick Dangerfield, we know he's gone. There's going to be one glaring difference between the Crows of last year and this year. But I believe there's no shortage of midfielder options and players are putting their hands up. Are you comfortable with the options you've got, particularly in the midfield?
Yeah, look, we are. We've got Brad Crouch, who missed a lot of last season with some foot problems. We'll see if he comes up this week. He's a little bit sore from an intra club last Friday, but he's a guy that immediately comes to mind. But through our midfield group, we've got a depth of players with guys like Cam Elliott-Yeoman, Matt Crouch, who you saw last year, Jared Lyons, who was sort of our main sub last year, as well as Mitch Grigg and young Dean Gore, who's come across from Geelong. So there's plenty of guys there who are looking at that spot and that vacancy with keen eyes, and they're keen to impress and try and grab a spot for round one.
I'm sure you would have assessed the list at the end of last year to see what you were getting yourself into. Has anybody surprised you over the summer besides Taylor Walker?
Oh, I wouldn't say surprised. I've just been really pleased by it. And look, from outside, it's always difficult to assess a group because you don't really know them. But the one thing that I've been really not so much surprised by, but it sort of confirmed my view, is the quality of the people we've got. I mean, the resilience the group showed last year through, as I said, tough times, to me said a lot about their character to continue to play the way they did and get the finals and win a final. So I think that experience, as unique as it was and as tragic as it was, really was a galvanising one for the group. And the quality of people I'm dealing with, and we've got a really engaged group of young men who are keen to be as good as they can be, and And that's what you want as a coach, guys who are in that headspace.
Don, from a local point of view, one player of certainly interest, he didn't play for the Perth Wildcats, but was training with them, then put up his hand and said he wanted to play AFL football. How's Hugh Greenwood progressing?
Yeah, look, he's progressing. He's making the transition from the, as I said to him the other day, it's an interesting one because he's come out of not playing footy for 7 years. And he's obviously got the experience of college basketball and so forth. So he's transitioning from playing on a 30-metre court to now playing on a 180-metre court. So he's showing some good signs because he's obviously got a history as a young fella playing. But he's now back into, you know, probably almost retraining his body to be able to play over a bigger area. So, but he's making some good positive progress as we go.
And the other one that, of course, and we'll talk about this on the weekend, about in the old days where you could play footy during the footy season, then play cricket, and I think you may have probably done that as a youngster as well before ending up at the Eagles. But Alex Keith, of course, is a state cricketer. I think he played a South Australia second 11 and also was featured in the BBL. He's down there at the Adelaide Crows. So he's a very handy sports person. How's he progressing?
Yeah, look, he's going well. He's an interesting one. He came to us as a Cat B, and he was an early selection for the Gold Coast Suns when they started up 5 or 6 years ago. So he also hasn't played for a number of years, and we're sort of just managing him in and out of the program at the moment with his cricket commitments. And he keeps making runs, which is against our best interest because he made 180 for the second 11 the other week. And I sort of said to him, I said, Keithy, what are you doing, mate? I mean, we want you to play footy. So he's sort of got a bit of a foot in both camps at the moment, but he's shown a bit on the track that suggests that, hopefully we'll get a good look at him this year. Probably more likely at sample level as he reintroduces himself to the game. But look, at a point he's going to have to probably make a decision, and we're sort of supporting him at the moment. But we think there's something there to work with, and he's quite an exciting talent.
Don, they talk about trust out on the ground. I mean, you walked into a mini firestorm, didn't you, with Daniel Talia and Kyle Cheney involved in an investigation last year. How's that worked out over the summer? Because those two boys look as though they're going to be fairly formidable for you down back.
Yeah, look, it was one of those things that sort of came and went from our club's viewpoint. I probably spoke to them very briefly about it, but it was sort of all handled. The investigation cleared both of them of their involvement, and so we sort of move on from that.
Troy Menzel, 3 seasons, I think, at Carlton, mainly playing forward. I think he's aspiring to be a midfielder. Can he cut it there?
Oh, look, Troy's come across from Carlton and, really high-end talent. That's what really interested in getting him over. He's had the 3 years at Carlton, didn't complete a pre-season at Carlton, so when he came across, he was probably a bit behind in terms of our expectations from a conditioning viewpoint, so we're working on that at the moment. But the reality is, like all players, you know, they've all got things we're working on. So Troy happens to be his fitness base, and he's been really diligent and worked his backside off over the off-season to improve in that area, and that'll just help him be the player he wants to be and the player we want him to be. So yeah, he'll get opportunities as we go through.
How's the emotions coming up against the West Coast Eagles in your first dress rehearsal?
Well, that's an interesting one, isn't it? The last game I was involved with, I was in the coach's box for West Coast, and now I'm going to be the other side. It's amazing how it worked out. But look, I still stay in touch with a few of the guys down at West Coast there, and they're a good group of guys. And you know, we'll get a chance to reacquaint ourselves. And even though we're foes on the weekend,
who are they resting on the weekend then?
I don't know who they're resting on.
Not very good friends.
I'd put it down as not my problem, but anyway. it's always a challenge in the NAB Cup because you're trying to juggle the draw that you have in preparation for round one. And so, look, you know, I can understand from their viewpoint, they've got a away game into two home games. We're different. We've got a home game into two away games. So everyone's managing their squad, and really it's all about getting ready for round one and seeing some guys have an opportunity to impress and seeing some other guys get ready and get themselves in the best shape they can for the real stuff in round one.
Don, you've added a nice little spin. Both you and Woosha, of course, now at Adelaide and Essendon. I tell you what, you've added a nice little smorgasbord now to this AFL season when you come up against the West Coast. So we look forward to what's going to be a very interesting year ahead when these two sides come up against each other.
Well, yeah, it is going to, you know, there's obviously the past players of West Coast now and Timo over there in charge. So, look, it's it's a nice sidelight, but really it becomes about the players more than anything else and our team. And yeah, my challenge and the players' challenge is to get ourselves ready to go and win as many games as footy as we can.
Donny, thanks for your time. We'll look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Look forward to it as well.
Cheers, Don.